I can't do that. Phew, phew. Anyway. Okay. I was just testing.
Okay.
Testing. 1, 2. Sorry. I'm so excited for this game that I can't, like... Okay. No, there are people who look at me and want to emulate me and want, you know, and find me inspiring. And I know the reality of who I am. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And how unworthy I am of being looked up to and how many mistakes I make. And so I think there's a danger there in finding a person inspiring.
I don't think your purpose is necessarily tied to your talent. I do think that some purposes can be executed in a way through someone's talent.
I think there isn't an inherent knowledge of your purpose, because if there was an inherent knowledge of your purpose, nobody would be astray. Do you know what I'm saying? We would all have a sense of certainty about why we're here. So I don't think you'll ever know inherently. You know, it's something that you have to discover.
Are we allowed to make mistakes in our efforts to find our purpose?
I think so. How else do you master something if not by trial and error?
So my purpose in maybe my family, you know, in this season, in this time, is to provide. But that does not mean that that was the only reason why I was born. Hello, hi, it's your girl, Mommy Dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka RD.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
Hi, guys.
guys.
Hello, and hello to our listeners. I think we often neglect them.
Yeah, we do forget
them. Hi, guys. Those of you who are on the move who can't watch and are listening, hello to you too. Thank you very much. You are the reason why we are always on the charts.
So basically what affirmations are is that Cappy is doing this new campaign where it's basically about being filled with life.
Yeah.
So we'll be saying, instead of affirmations, we'll be doing our affirmations, because we're so filled with life.
Right.
So my affirmation, I wrote it down. Yeah. Basically, it says that God fills my cup daily, and I shall give love and show kindness from what overflows from it.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it was so relevant to the season that I'm going through, because like, even though like I felt emptiness in when I made that video, God, like, he filled my cup so quick that I feel like people probably think that I was lying about what I'm going through, because like, by the next day I was ready to rock. So because he fills my cup, I'm able to, and it overflows from that which overflows, I can show kindness and love on a daily basis. That's my
look at how your face just lit up with your affirmation. My affirmation, and like Mpo said, affirmations are prompts for you to start your day in a mindful way, or be mindful and show love and be kind and have joy and fill your cup, you know, fill your life. So that's what I think Cappy has enabled us to do through the affirmations. And mine is that all things work together for my good.
Oh.
The good and the bad. It's sort of like a prompt to woosah, like calm down, knowing that even the tragedies and the negative eventually will turn out for my favor. So I have to believe that every single thing works out for my good.
Be a part of the exclusive Cappy collab
by clicking the link in Cappy Africa's bio on social media
to sign up and share your affirmations. Purr.
Thank you.
So I don't know who it was. Was it last week? I don't know who said that. Oh, how do you guys feel about, like, you guys are charting? I'm like, we're charting?
Yeah.
Honestly, I used to check the charts at the beginning.
The first few episodes,
I used to check the charts, and then I just completely forgot that there's such thing as charts.
Yeah.
So the moment that person said that, I went and I checked the charts, and we always charted, guys. We always sitting there.
So thank you so much to our listeners, the Apple Podcast listeners, the Spotify listeners. Thank you guys so much.
Doing amazing stuff.
And it's crazy that we had forgotten about us charting, because it was one of the milestones of our podcast. Like, the first week we were number one here. So it was really awesome, and the fact that it slipped our minds is actually ridiculous. It means that we've gotten a little bit complacent. Sorry,
I don't think it's a complacency, but I think it's when life is like moving and there's like a lot that you need to do, and there's like so many goals you want to hit, like so many other goals you want to hit, you forget about those that you are currently accomplishing. Because you're looking forward. You're like, actually, oh my God. You see, Kai's like, oh my God, we need guests, we need to increase our numbers, we need to do that, you know, you're looking forward. And because you haven't met those goals of looking forward, you forgot that, no, there's already goals that you've already accomplished.
Dude, and that kind of like, it puts a bounce in my step a little bit. They were chart topping. You know what I'm saying? We're chart topping podcasts. Don't just sit here and yaffa like our names are Shanice. You get me? Like, we're actually doing a little something. Sorry, that was Adi.
Nah, we are doing a little something. Like, I think it's so amazing how far this podcast has come.
Right.
It's been what? It's been months now. Like, it's almost going to be a year since, like, we had a conversation about
guys,
it.
Guys, suggest down below what you think we should do for our anniversary.
I got suggestions of what we should do for 100 thou. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying, like, they want, like, a live show. There were people saying they want a live show, like, having, like, to come and thingy. I got a lot of those. And I also got a lot of people saying that they want us to bring a JSD on the podcast.
Okay.
Like, someone who is a consistent watcher to bring them on the couch.
Yeah. Okay, I think we can do that.
Yeah, so we
think we can do that even before anniversary. I don't think that's, like, anniversary.
Yeah, that's, like, anniversary. Maybe we'll do a launch of something.
Yes!
Go big or go home.
There's so much to say in this life update segment, dude. But do you want to go first?
Oh, yeah, let me go. Yo, guys, last week rocked me. I didn't realize it. It wasn't a difficult week. I'd be lying if I said it was a difficult week. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. I think it rocked me in the sense of, I don't know, I once spoke about this, funny enough. The thing of, like, you know, when you're going through a season and you bottle up everything, and then I didn't realize that I was
compartmentalizing.
Yes, I didn't realize I was doing that thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, God giving me strength, and that's why, like, that's why, like, the things I was going through wasn't hitting me as much as they should have. I thought it was like, oh, no, it's God's strength. But then I realized that I actually wasn't processing or dealing with whatever I was going through. And then I was actually fine the whole day. And it always happens like this to me. That's why Kaya is so insistent that I go to therapy. So I was fine the whole day. And then I was like... The cracks
started to show.
Yeah, the glass shattered. Yeah. And I was crying and I was bawling.
Yeah.
And then something, I don't know why I decided to, like, because it's not like it was the first time I cried this year. I've cried, like, so many times this year about whatever I was going through. But something about this time told me to just pick up the camera and just cry. Mm-hmm. And I think it came from the fact that I've noticed with, like, coming on this platform and speaking every week and so on and so forth, because people don't know me on a personal level, I don't know where they get, like, the right to have, like, an opinion of what they think I've gone through or I've experienced or I understand. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw so many comments of, like, oh, you don't understand what it is to be that. You're speaking from a place of privilege. You're speaking from a place of privilege. Mm-hmm. So when you see those comments a lot, like, oh, speaking from a place of privilege, from a place of, like, oh, when our life is rose out, it's a bit silly, or, like, oh, no, golden spoon, I get those things a lot. You spoil, you this, you that. So you don't understand issues. Even if someone grew up well off, doesn't mean that they don't understand social issues. Mm-hmm. But I think what hit me, it was that seeing those comments in a season where I'm actually going through everything I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and people undermining my voice and my opinions on them because they think that, oh, everything is perfect, truly hurt. But then at the same time, I realized that, no, I'm the one who gave them that image and perception that everything is perfect, because I only show when life is rosy.
Yeah.
Like, you will see me say, oh my God, go there, go do that. Yeah. And you remember, they'll watch this, like, the episode that came out before this. Mm-hmm. I was telling you that, no, something happened, but I won't speak about it now.
Yes.
I'll speak about it when it gets over, because that's how I am. Like, it's easier for me to talk about something once when the issue is, like, once the season is over, you know? So that was the week I actually found out, like that we were being, like, evicted and stuff. So it was, like, a very difficult week, but I was like, no, I can't come and tell people that, you know, on a public platform, because this misconception that, oh, your enemies, they are rejoicing. But even if they are truly, truly, even if they are rejoicing, just know that God's hand in my life. God. Bruh, God's hand on my life, guys. Like, whatever I go through, bruh, you will forever wonder. Yeah. You will forever wonder, you know?
Yeah.
And, so that's basically what it was. So I think me doing that video, I remember I posted and I just, like, switched off my phone. I didn't expect it to go as far as it did. It went very far, but then at the same time, I have no regrets with posting it because it opened a platform for so many people.
I was about to say.
To come forward and actually speak about what they were going through, and so many people felt like they are seen and they are heard because of that video, and because of that, it has given me so much strength to go through the season that I'm going through.
Mm.
So we will figure it out. It will be sorted. So that's literally like my life update.
Yeah. I think there's so much, you know, when I saw the video, because I was very early. Like, I get notifications when you post things. As soon as you post things, like, Paul posted something, I want to see what it is, right? As soon as I saw it, I think I remained silent for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I knew that there would be grace for that. Do you know what I'm saying? There is grace in showing the ugly, the bad. And I think... As much as you're going through, you serve a living God, yes, I'm glad you said that. Also, it fosters the environment that we wanted to create from the beginning of Thought Digest, that this is a platform for transparency. This is a platform for fellowship and community. And your vulnerability just, I think, brought that to life even more. And I think a lot of the times we are tempted to stay silent about the hardships of life because we think that it's only when we have gone through the thing that we can speak about it and then encourage people. And funny enough, I was talking about this on my story where it's like, no, sometimes that's not the point. You know, it's not the point to have a testimony and then share it, because then you're speaking from a point of I've accomplished something, or I've gone through it. I was referencing a scene in The Chosen where little James, one of Jesus's disciples, was disabled. And instead of healing James, Jesus sends James to go and heal other people in his disability, right? Which is something really difficult to wrap your head around, because it's like, why don't you just heal the man so that he can have a testimony and then make other people, you know, happy about the possibility of being healed? No, there is grace in having a difficulty, but also ministering to those who are also going through that same difficulty. There is grace in having a disability and needing God that allows you to relate with somebody else who needs God just as much as you do. So I think there was a reason why you were prompted to make that video and post that video. And the fact that also the only way out of a season is through it.
You just gotta
go through it, and you're going through some really difficult stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that your presence here and you showing up consistently is evidence of how much grace has carried you and how much grace will carry you.
Yeah, I always say that, like, it's God, honestly. Like, the fact that people think, oh, everything is rosy.
Yeah.
Mpo, pilav, nice,
no,
nice.
No, the fact that I look like this.
The fact that I look like this just shows how strong God's presence is in my life. Because even in my suffering, you cannot see my suffering because of how good my God is. You know, how he's covered me.
Yeah.
Like, I have a ring of fire around me. So you don't see what I'm going through, per se. But then it's a thing of, like, now that you have spoken and you've told me this, I'm just like, we'll figure it out. So I'm here, guys. If you guys know any places that are any places like that we can move to, please let me know. Like, I've looked at Property 24.
Yeah,
I haven't found a place.
What are you looking for?
3-bedroom,
mm-hmm.
2-bath, that is affordable.
I know a place. I'll send it to you after.
Please do send it to me.
I'll send it to you after.
And it's kind of difficult also finding places when you're a content creator, y'all, because, like, how do you explain to people, I don't have a payslip?
Do you have a cash option?
Like,
do you have a cash option?
Like, I don't have a payslip. Yeah. I don't have an employment contract, but I do have, like, a consistent, like, how do you explain that to people? That's, I think, is a big thing of, like,
just tell them
difficult.
Yeah, I was going to tell them you're unemployed, but you can't speak such. That cannot come out of your mouth. But also just ask for a cash option.
Like a cash option?
Yeah.
What's a cash option?
So it's not dependent on a stipend. It's dependent on your credit score. I think I've also been facing difficulty. I feel quite displaced because my relationship is approved by those who matter to me, right? Those who are close to me, those people who are in my spiritual house. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they've received revelations that even I haven't received concerning my relationship. However, the internet isn't taking to it very well, right? And it makes me sad because the internet is where I'm meant to minister. Now, if where I'm meant to minister is rejecting me based off of something so intimate and sacred that even I am struggling to navigate, it makes it difficult for me to be loud about my faith, you know? Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you about Esther.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, we love, I think it's Esther. I think so. Like,
Wait. I'm so sorry. I think I know where you're going with this, but I don't think it's the time.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but I don't think you know where I'm going with it.
I think I know where you're going.
Basically, with Esther, it was a matter of like her and the king who she married had different religions, you know? They had different religions.
Yes.
But then the moral of that story was, even though they had different religions, she was confident enough to minister. I feel like that's where I'm going through. Like, she still ministered even though her and her king had different religions.
Yeah.
His reception to the ministry, that is something totally different. But then what I want to show you is that even in a position in which she, like, it's the king and her husband, but she still served her God and she still ministered.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I think when people from the I was very angry before I broke down.
Yeah.
Right. And the reason why I was angry was also like, after I broke down, I know that there's a lot of good Christians out there, guys. Yeah. So many good Christians.
Yeah.
But then the ones that speak out on the internet and have so many things to say on the internet are the negative ones, the hypocritical ones. Mm. They are literally the Philistines, like the men in which that they carry themselves. They call themselves Christ followers and Christians, but they...
You mean Pharisees?
Yes, they are the Pharisees. Yes. They're literally the Pharisees because of the way in which they put the law
above grace.
Yeah, you know, and the people who do that, yes, there's absolutely, it's encouraged, you know, it's very much encouraged to follow the law, very much encouraged.
Yeah,
but your the way you in which you are saved, the way in which you guarantee your eternal life is not the law, it's grace. And that's how...
Oof.
What?
That was deep.
Yeah, it's and I think a lot of people are so focused on that.
Yeah.
Because I remember someone say to me, because of like my previous opinions, that I'm not Christian. And I'm like, if being Christian is being what you are, then I'm not good. That.
I am not for sure.
You know? So don't let those people who put themselves, because there's nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong in correction. There's nothing wrong in absolutely. That. But then the way in which it's delivered, I think a lot of Christians don't preach from a place of love. They preach from a place of condemning people. Yeah. And hence why they aren't Christ followers. Yeah. They aren't actually Christian. Because if you look at Jesus and the woman and the well, he first started by showing her his love before...
Yeah, he showed her her sin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sure.
So...
I want to comment on that. But it's not
preach.
Time.
Preach my
it's
sister.
Not time. I think right now, like, a lot of our audience is still drinking milk, and the reality of my relationship is meat. Yeah, so it's not the time.
But then, okay, what I do want to say is, don't let what people have to say
deter you from sharing it. You know, also I think of how even the disciples themselves faced a lot of backlash in their ministry. They were given a mandate, but they had human error, right? Peter, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I try to remember that way. Because I posted a skit, really funny skit. Guys, just laugh at my skit and move on, man.
But I loved it. For that skit, even if I don't have Chris Brown tickets.
Yeah.
Like, if I had Chris Brown tickets because of your skit, you I would have sold them. I'd have sold them. I was laughing so much. I loved it. Yeah. And you received backlash from that.
Yes. What? And the thing is, you won't see it in my comment section because I was like,
mute.
So sad. Man. You know? So, like, even on that skit, people were like, you're judging us for going to Chris Brown, but you're dating a Muslim. I was like,
what?
Who's judging you, bro? I literally said me about to buy my conviction. Like, if you feel judged, that's kind of an indication that
you are receiving conviction. Because why is it when someone is talking in the first person when you are far out third person?
And the Christians who feel judged by everything, something is wrong. Like, even in a season in my life where I was so far from God, I didn't want to listen to Rory Sang Tandegiso.
Mm.
I didn't. Anytime I saw her on my For You page,
scroll.
Swipe. Because I was heavily convicted by her message. And that for me was an indication, or my resistance to her message was an indication that there is something internally, there's a spiritual, there's something happening spiritually that makes me resistant to her message. Mm. So when you see a funny skit, it's a skit about Chris Brown's concert, and you feel judged, maybe analyze why you feel judged. Yeah? Thanks.
All the Pharisees out there. Get the Pharisees.
Yeah. Pharisees and the Sadducees. The most annoying crew in the world, bro.
And you know what's so funny? People think that just calling themselves Christians automatically removes them from the category of behaving like the Pharisees. Yeah. Is crazy to me. Like, I think this is gonna be such a nice going into our memberships topic.
Yes, religion versus spirituality.
Yeah, so
part two.
If Luna, you are not a member and you want our take on religion versus spirituality part two,
yeah,
you know what to do. Please. Being a member. Do the memberships.
Also, guys, feel free to share your affirmations down below.
Please tell us what your affirmations
are. I think it would be great for you to do it the way that we do it. Share your life update, what's happening right now, and in light of your life update, what is your affirmation?
Yeah, you can do it via the comment section. Yeah. Or you can literally do a video and tag us, and then we'll share your affirmations.
Please, actually, let's do it that way instead. Please, share your affirmations, well, your life updates and your life, your affirmation in light of your update, and tag us. And tag Thought Digest, tag Kaya, tag Mommy Dearest.
Yes, please do. I feel like that's also, even if you're in a season where life is not good like me, poor, we are here. Poor. Someone said that the internet is not a safe space, because I was saying that I wasn't talking about the internet. Yeah. Thought Digest is a safe space.
Fully.
The platform Thought Digest is a safe space.
And you can tell when, like, somebody is not a Jesty, hey, in the comment section.
You see them
can just tell them
through and through. Jesties, please comment more so that people can understand where we come from.
Yeah, understand the culture. Thought Digest has its own culture. Our people, the Jesties, have their own culture. You can tell when somebody is really being vile and rude.
Lo is not a Jesty.
But stay. Don't worry. You'll be changed.
Eventually. Yeah. One episode at a time.
One
thought at a time. Today's girl chat is 5 black women that inspire you.
Yeah.
Kaya says she doesn't have any black women that inspire her.
No.
For me, I broke it down as not that inspire me completely, but that inspire me in different facets.
I know one for you, Bona.
Yeah, she's actually number one on the list. Who is she? She's the owner of House of BNG,
yeah.
A radio personality, a presenter, an author, and a reality TV star. And then why she inspires me is her growth, her resilience, and her ability to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
So those features of her is what inspires me.
Yeah.
You know, how she has so many people who started out and were as big as her in her time have fallen off.
Yeah.
So many of them have fallen off.
Yeah.
And her still being where she is just shows how she was able to grow as a person, grow as a brand, how she was also able to adapt to the times.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people, when Instagram was first coming out or TikTok was first coming out, they're like, I'm a celebrity. You'll never catch me there doing that. That thing is for influencers.
Mm-hmm.
When I went and she did that, and look, now it's serving her,
mm-hmm.
you know? Well, all those people are no longer relevant because that now we no longer consume magazines, you know?
I think also What I find very entertaining about Bonang is that she's with the times, no matter what the times are, bro.
She will move shoe like that. Like, even I saw, like, people were talking about her selling, like, her wine, House of BNG.
Yeah.
She was selling it at, like, I think 100 rand from 400 rand. Like, so basically you can see that it's a clearance sale. A lot of people look at that as, oh, she's falling off, oh, she's falling off. Mm. But maybe she's rebranding because she sees a change in the industry. Like, not many people are drinking champagne like that anymore. Mm. And I love how she included the non-alcoholic version of champagne for those who don't consume alcohol but want aesthetics, you know? So that, I love her ability to adapt and stuff. And then the next person was Rihanna.
What?
Who is Rihanna?
I did not see that coming.
Facets of their lives. Listen, she's the owner of Fenty.
Okay.
She's an artist, a mother, and a wife.
Okay.
So for me,
she's a wife?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently, like, they got married in secret in Barbados or something. So, like, she even slipped up in an interview recently where she's like, yeah, being a mother and a wife. And then she's like, oh, soon to... Like, she changed from wife. She tried to, like, brush off. And then she's like, yeah, don't worry,
guys. I did not know that.
I'll invite you guys to the wedding. So, I think maybe they've had, like, a signing.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've had a ceremony. Yeah. So, she's the epitome of...
Epitome?
She's the epitome of you can do it all in terms of motherhood and being a business owner. So that's why,
because she popped out her second one, and then she launched something else in Fenty the very next week. I was just like, hey, yo, wait a minute.
We love your work ethic, you know? So I think in that facet of her life, she inspires me. Because so many, like, I do sometimes feel like, oh my God, I want to be like a homemaker so bad. But I know that I'm destined to coming into our long topic, purpose.
Yeah.
I know I have a purpose greater than just being someone's mom.
Yeah.
I know there's more to me than being someone's mom.
Okay.
So she shows that you can actually have it all in that aspect.
Yeah.
You can be that something more and also be an amazing mother and wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah. So that's why she inspires me
in
that facet of her life.
I did not see that coming. Okay.
Yeah. The third
person. How many do you have?
I have four.
I'm so intrigued. Go ahead.
The third person is my mom.
Okay.
And for her, her description is mother of three. Single mother of three, you know?
Yeah.
Her resilience. So she has not been dealt an easy hand in life.
Yeah.
And when life is supposed to get the better of her and for gets when life is supposed to get better. For her, it crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
So her ability to always get up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed a very big pattern in my mom's life is that whenever life gets to a point for her where it's like, okay, easy to navigate,
mm-hmm.
a storm always happens and her life crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
But like what I love about her is her ability to build back up. You don't know how many, like she has lost and built so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like even... now with being evicted, it's not our first rodeo being evicted. When I was in grade 8, we were evicted. Oh, that eviction was worse. At least this one, they gave us 1 month's notice. So we have a roof over our head.
Yeah.
That one, literally, I came back home from school and there was a padlock outside. Like, they literally locked the door. And I remember my younger sister didn't understand. So I played the whole day outside till my mom came back with my books. My bags were outside and everything. And I remember telling the kids in the complex that, no, I lost my keys. And that's why we're outside. Not that...
There's a padlock
and we can't enter. And I knew what it meant because there was even the eviction notice. So that's how we were evicted the last time. And I remember her coming back from work and she put her bags down outside and she left. Whole time when she left, she was literally walking around the whole neighborhood, knocking door to door, like for a cottage for us to have like a roof over our head. And I remember that day when we moved, it rained. So we lost everything, you know, but she built back up. So her ability to do that when life continuously knocks her down is why she's another woman that inspires me.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
And then the fourth person is the CEO of Saika, Patricia Stock. She's basically a sign that no matter how small you think you are, God's plans are greater than the plans you have for yourself. So Patricia is a Christian. I've met her a few times.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, not the hair flick.
I've met her a few times. She's an amazing person. She's so sweet. She's so, I don't think she remembers me, but I remember all my encounters with her. And she, and from my encounters with her and the story of her journey and her life, the fact that a small girl from like a township, you know, was able to become the CEO of the most, the best chartered like accountancy profession, like a body, like the best accountancy body in the world.
Yeah,
you know, to me is so inspiring. You know, because she does, and when I watched one of her interviews, she spoke. She was talking about being inquisitive and always asking questions.
Yeah,
and her ability to always ask questions, which she still does even today, and being that childhood, is why she's sitting. Where she's sitting, it's part and parcel of why she's sitting where she's sitting.
Yeah.
So, black child, don't be afraid to ask. You know, don't feel like, don't let people bully you into being silent. You know, because then you won't know how God's plans for you are greater than the plans you have for yourself when you allow the world to limit you.
That's why beautiful. She inspires me. That's lovely. I love your list. I think it's all-encompassing. It's an all-encompassing list. All of the things that are meant to inspire are part of your list. And the people as well, both intimate and sort of far away.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's my list.
Okay. Let me explain why I don't have anybody who inspires me. I think I'm aware of the reality of the human condition, right? So there isn't a human being who I look to and say, I want to be like them or I want to emulate them. Because I know there are people who look at me and want to emulate me and want, you know, and find me inspiring. And I know the reality of who I am, you know what I'm saying? And how unworthy I am of being looked up to and how many mistakes I make. And so there's, I think there's a danger there in finding a person inspiring. So what I like about your list is that you're not looking at them as a human being, but the way that they've maneuvered through life or the way that they've navigated challenges, the way that they show up in different spaces, the way that they've conquered, you know, certain circumstances in their life. I love that that's what you find inspiring and not the person themselves.
Yes.
So for me, what is inspiring is things on a daily, you know, like when I look at, for instance, when we went to St. Mary's, that was inspiring for me. The environment of love that one person, it was, the children's home was an idea of one person. So the environment of love cultivated by the idea and the dedication of one person that has become now a community of people dedicated to making sure these children grow up in a loving space, you know? That was inspiring for me. What else is inspiring for me? I think that's just the first thing that comes to mind, but those kind of circumstances. It's circumstances that
you find inspiring,
that I find inspiring, not necessarily people and their resilience. I don't care for your resilience, really, because I don't know you and I don't know how much that resilience took. I think resilience looks different for different people because we're all different characters. So what somebody makes look amazing may be very easy for another person, you know? And so that's why I don't have any black women that I look up to or find inspiring or you know, draw inspiration from. No. When I admire you, you're doing great. Awesome. And I feel like also, sorry, did I cut you off?
No, speak. Okay. It's fine.
I feel like also it comes from a point, it comes from a place where there isn't, it was a difficult realization to come to in the past few days. But I kept asking myself over and over, when will I feel accomplished? Because I feel like drawing inspiration from somebody is based on the notion that they have accomplished something. Does that make sense? Or that they're successful in their field. That's what inspires you about them. But personally, there isn't a situation that I can think of where I will feel accomplished.
That is
even
so
like the whole wife and mother thing, yes, that's a dream of mine, that's a desire. But will I feel accomplished once I'm a wife and a mother?
Asaz.
I don't know until I'm there. Even now, I don't feel accomplished. Do you know what I'm saying? Even in when I got my degree, it was just a regular day for me.
Real.
Yeah.
Same. And I thought that would be like, I'd feel the best of my...
Do you know what I'm saying? So how do I draw inspiration from somebody when I don't even know what accomplishment looks like for me?
Mm.
You know, even like things like I could very easily get a car tomorrow if I wanted. But it's not something that I feel will change the way that I live or change the way that I feel about myself or change the way that people look at me. I couldn't care less. I was even having a conversation with my partner yesterday about a really good deal that I got with this brand, a really, really good deal. And I was like, do you want the money? You know? And he was like, what? No, I don't. Like, keep your money. He's like, give it to your family. I'm like, they're good. Like, you know, I've done quite a decent job at making sure they're good. So I don't think they need it. What am I going to do with this? Mm. You know? And that's simply not because, yes, I you know, enjoy a modest life and comfortability. But it's also because there isn't anything that would make me feel any better about myself with the use of money or the change of circumstances. And I don't know where that comes from. But yeah, that's why I don't have anybody
I think
who inspires me.
I love where you come from and your perspective that you came with, because I see the danger you're talking about when you're talking about danger, because I feel people tend to, what is it called, blur the lines of like someone, like a situation or a circumstance inspiring you, you know, like, hence why I was talking about like the different things that did. I was talking about the aspects that I've seen on the outside this person has done.
Yeah.
The adaptability, like the ability to adapt, the this, the that. Not necessarily the person themselves. The danger in finding a person specifically in their totality inspiring is that people easily blur the line of inspiring and idolism.
Mm-hmm. Idolatry.
I've noticed how so many people have idols.
Yeah.
And yes, they have so many, like, I think I noticed that when I realized that certain people saw me as an idol in their life. And I was like, stop that nonsense.
Yes.
Like, I find no compliment.
Yes.
No joy. Zero joy, zero compliment, zero. In fact, I'm
concerned.
You're
giving me anxiety.
Yes, I'm very concerned for you when you come to me and say, "Oh, Mpo, you my idol. Oh, Mpo, you this. Oh, Mpo, you this, you that. I look up to you."
Stop! Stop immediately!
I'm like, stop it! Like, I remember I saw that.
I feel the exact
same. I'm like, please. Drop that, because when I make a mistake, many mistakes. Yeah. I will mess up.
Yes,
you will feel your world is crumbling because I messed.
Yes.
You will literally be like, oh, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Haimo, why are you believing? I can't believe you can't do that. You did that. Hey, stop it. Stop it.
Immediately.
Stop it. Because the person who you should be looking up to that extent that you even have criteria of how they should hold themselves and stuff is Jesus. Leave me out of it. Leave. I am not your Lord and Savior.
Please.
For
my sake.
Yo, guys, when people do that, I'm literally so concerned.
Dude, funny enough, I was speaking about that again, like, on my stories, where I was like, when people make mistakes, we're quick to chuck them out of, you know, out of society, because we've sort of placed them above human standard, created an idol out of them. And so when the reality of their human nature shows itself,
all of a sudden,
we're like, you're no longer worthy.
It's crumbling. Hey, someone is like, hey, you are not a good role. Hey, but nah, you model your kids. I didn't give birth to your kids. People are saying, hey, people who hate on people literally living their lives. Y'all are problematic because y'all are giving us the responsibility of raising your kids for you. Like, when I met Atando or whoever, or Palisa or whoever.
I'm just throwing sums.
Why aren't you monitoring what your child consumes?
Yeah,
why absolutely. Aren't you living in a manner that your child can grow? Because children absorb. Why is your child absorbing something from a lady on the street, on the internet, on a WhatsApp,
a random Kaya
that you have? No, you don't even know, guys. You know, people can come and say, hey, I'm Christian, and then they worship gods that you don't even know. And when are you finding inspiration and they're your role model? Whole time they pray to Baphomet. Luna, concerning. very concerning. Please,
oh my goodness,
turn to your Bible.
You're so awake.
Get to know who God is. Look at Jesus and let him be your Lord. Let him be your role model. Yeah. Not now, umpowa se kokai kai. Who you don't even know what sins I struggle with.
Actually, that's so real. You have no idea which sins I struggle with.
Please.
So please.
Please. And then you bring in those spirits that I'm battling with into your life because you've idolized me.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted
and
to
I,
say.
And like, I felt the danger. Well, let me say, I felt the tinge of danger when the news about young Philly came out.
Hi, Bo.
Oh. I was like, Howie, because everybody knows that like Adeola is sort of the whole accent and the whole persona and the humor came from consuming a lot of their content, mm-hmm. particularly Chunks and Philly and Foot Asylum and Harry and all of them guys and Beta Squad and all of them, right? So the character Adeola was based off of me wanting to be part of Beta Squad, but I'm in South Africa, mm-hmm. you know, so I gotta make do, you know. And so when one of the people whose content I consumed so much.
Allegedly.
Some guys said allegedly. Yeah. But let me say allegedly. It's like, oh my God. Everything I know is a lie. You know, and the whole internet was an uproar about it. What, and some women are saying, why are you surprised? Because when he gets rejected by ladies, he does it. And I'm like, now you want to say this.
It's so funny how people come with things and be like, oh, we've known. Who knew?
But my heart sank, bro. There's a video of him being led out by police and his hands are covered. Mm. I'm pretty sure he was using a jacket or something to cover the handcuffs because it was, and the way that he was, I was just like, crumbled, and I felt so sad about his career. But anyway, allegedly, that's the danger of finding inspiration or being inspired by a human being and not necessarily the circumstances around them or their accomplishments. Let's move into our game.
Yeah, let's move. So our game today is what did I name this game? Name that tune.
Anyway,
so today's game, Kai and I are either gonna sing a song or hum it, and basically
play a few seconds of it.
Yes, we'll play a few seconds of it, and then the person must guess, well, name the tune.
Yeah.
So, do you want to start?
I think I'll start because you think it.
Yeah.
You.
I've been starting. You've been putting me on the spotlight.
Let me see if my whistling still is good. Well, it was never really good. I can't do that. Phew. Anyway. I was just testing.
Okay.
Testing. 1, 2. Sorry. Wait. I'm so excited for this game that I can't like. Who's that? Okay. This one is pretty easy, okay?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Don't whistle then, have it.
I want to whistle so much.
Okay,
it's fine, it's fine. I'll whistle when I can calm down.
Okay.
Done.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
In every circumstance,
there we go.
You are Jaira.
I wanted to whistle that so bad.
Oh my god. I also have a lot of gospel songs.
You're about to expose me. I don't really listen to gospel.
Okay. The first one is also very easy. Okay, I get what you mean.
It's difficult to get out because you want to laugh. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. They have the same thingy, the same melody.
Yes, the same melody.
Because it's Zigeleli, Africa. Okay, that one has a bit of an inflection. What's mine? The next one.
Na the partition, please.
Yeah, there
partition, Beyonce. Okay.
This is so easy. I should have whistled. But it's so hard to whistle. Oh, yeah. an anthem for people from Ireland. Oh, sail or something.
Okay,
something.
Okay. You can the also pirates. Like sing like a few lyrics.
Might as well say,
hee ho, thieves and beggars.
Nah, it's
okay. I'll sing a few lyrics. Let me see from where.
Oh my goodness. Oh, we can sing out loud.
Yes, a few lyrics.
Oh, okay.
You'll know what it is, but it's fine. For you, I pour it out.
I don't know that song.
For you, I pour it out. I pour. Mm-mm. Okay. Praise like oil.
Mm-mm. I've never heard of that song.
That's the name of the song. It's called Praise Like Oil.
Okay, my one is.
Please whistle loudly.
Yeah. You can, yeah, we're together like this. Okay. Now you guys, man.
Oshayo. Yo, they gave it to me at the back, yo.
In that row, but in that row.
They gave it to me at the back. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. How does this song go? Wait. Give me a few. I wrote the song down, but now, like, my mind is blank as to how it goes. Telephone. Fast, internet.
Okay.
Please, y'all, forgive me. I'm so bad
guys,
at lyrics.
Also, this heat. There's no way, bro.
I thought I was the only one burning.
Yesterday at 9 p.m., it was 26 degrees.
Bruh, I couldn't sleep. It was so hot.
I also couldn't sleep. Like, everything was sweating, my butt crack.
Everything.
What's this part of your body?
I don't know, but...
Even this part was
It's sweating now, even.
The inside of my elbow.
Okay.
This is the most uncomfortable weather I'm having. Host on, please. I'm a pool party.
Thank you very much. I don't stand in line. I don't pay for clubs.
It's Daniel Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese denim.
Yes.
And that's not how it goes. I don't wait in line. I don't pay for clothes. Yeah.
I didn't want you to get it very easily.
He's supposed to say... Because now you're repeating the game that we had,
talk the lyrics. Okay, sorry. I was cheating.
It's okay.
Okay.
Nothing new. Okay. I want to play just the beginning of the song, just the 5 seconds.
Okay. Get it from my mama.
What's the name of the song?
Living a fantasy.
No.
Wait, let me sing the song. I need to sing the song to get it. Oh, my mama.
Good. Oh, I don't expect you to get the artist right, because like...
I look fly. I look. Girl, you can
that was my December anthem, yeah.
Right, that song, it hit. Okay, this one is.
Is that Adele? Mm-hmm. Is it another gospel song? I don't know. I don't listen to gospel music, guys. When I worship, I chant. I don't.
Okay, it's New Wine. You don't know it?
No.
New wine.
I don't listen to gospel.
Okay, my sister, fine.
Gospel is such tricky words for me, guys. When I worship, I chant.
Do you have one more? Or
and I sing
done?
Like old songs from when I was a child. Let me actually do one more. But I want to whistle it because I feel like you don't hear when I whistle.
Okay.
Let's see.
You see, I can't whistle. I would have been whistling, but I can't.
Let me see.
That's my whistle. Na na ni na ni na 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 ni na ni ni. Oh my god! I know the tune. It's such a commercial. It's so common. Who's? Oh my god! I don't know.
You do know.
I know. I don't know the name. I don't know the artist.
It's lemons to lemonade.
AKA.
It takes suit, Versace, pull up the sails, rip up the off white on the neck. What a really great song, man.
It is. Okay, here's R.I.P., my last man. One.
Okay.
Sometimes I hear you.
Gospel.
Sometimes
loud. Our long topic.
Okay. Literally, I just gave you literally the five gospel songs I listened to, and I kept them moving. And I kept them moving.
On rotation.
But funny enough, when I prepared this game, I actually ended up listening to gospel while getting ready. And yeah. Oh my God, did it not lift my spirits up?
Does it not?
I should start it doing really that does. More.
But like, guys, I'm not, you see the English, let me not say English gospel, but like, I'm not familiar with the new gospel. Like, I'm, way maker,
miracle. That's where I'm at. I'm still like 2014, bro.
Same, that's so real. That is so real.
I'm very much, I know a lot of hymns.
Yes, hymns, those old songs. Yes. And usually like now when I worship, it's a chant. It's not necessarily
We need a fan in here. Oh.
I shouldn't have brought attention to the heat, nah.
Because now it's like...
Because now it's there.
Okay.
Our long topic today is something everybody's been asking for. I think I've seen it in our comment section quite a lot.
Yes. I do have a specific person I saw comment this.
Yeah.
Her name is Dima.
Hi, Dima.
D-I-M-A. Hi, Dima. This is what she suggested. She's like, she wants... So please suggest topics, guys. We actually read. It's just that, like, maybe you'll suggest this week and it'll come out 3 weeks later because we prepare episodes in advance. The topic is knowing your purpose versus finding your purpose.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's very juicy.
Knowing versus finding. Mm. I think there isn't an inherent knowledge of your purpose, because if there was an inherent knowledge of your purpose, nobody would be astray. Do you know what I'm saying? We would all have a sense of certainty about why we're here. So I don't think you will ever know inherently. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that you have to discover, right? And so I watched this TikTok.
Wait, what is purpose first?
Purpose is your reason for being. I think, according to me.
No, you are...
That's my definition.
You are on the mark. You hit bullseye.
Do you think it's the same thing?
Google says it is. The dictionary. Dictionary is like literally the reason for existing.
Yeah.
The reason for being.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that is your purpose.
I think that... I should have explored philosophical arguments on purpose. But next time, if there's a part two. Yes?
Ooh. Her name... I'm very bad at names. I need to hear 5 times before, like, I remember someone's name. Uzozo.
Oh, Zozo, yes.
Yeah, Zozo gave us like...
Zozo is our creative director.
Yeah, she is. So she literally... So I found the topic, but then she like broke it down like into questions.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was like, someone's purpose if they aren't Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that... Like, okay, so, okay, wait, let's do it like this.
Tell when you're so excited, dude. Like, you can't get a full sentence out. You'll say, and then halfway you'll be like, no, okay. And then, no, wait.
Okay. Yeah, so Zozo came up with a lot of questions. So open Zozo's questions.
Yes, I have.
And then basically, let's do a back and forth, because there's a lot of questions here. So let me ask you, you ask me, and then you give your thoughts on it. How does that go?
Okay, we can do that. I just want to segue into that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So she sent a TED Talk. I actually listened to it. Mm-hmm. And this guy, he's a life coach, if I'm not mistaken, but he's quite well-versed, or let me say qualified, to have this discussion about purpose. And he says, discovering your purpose, or finding your purpose, rather, can be done by answering 5 questions, right? So the 5 questions are, who are you? What do you do? What do you love to do? What is the one thing that you feel supremely qualified to teach other people? Who do you do it for? What do these people want and need? And how do these people change as a result of what you give them?
Mm.
Wait, that's 6. What do you do has 2 sub questions. So the what do you love to do, and what is the one thing that you feel supremely qualified to teach other people is part of what you do. Right, so those are the 5 questions that will help you discover your purpose. And a lot of the times when somebody asks you, what do? You're tempted to answer, you're tempted to give an answer according to what you're paid to do, which is not really how you discover your purpose. It's what comes from your essence to do. Does that make sense? So I think that is a good guideline for even people who are not Christian to discover their purpose. And he actually made... An interesting point about how the happiest people are those who serve others, whose purpose is a matter of service, and whose lives are not centered only on themselves, but on the improvement and the betterment of the people around them. He found that, like, the most people who are fulfilled, no, the people who are most fulfilled are the ones who live a life of service.
Isn't that, like, so cute and funny how, like, philosophical views of things, views outside of Christianity, the most happy, it's literally like a Christian, it's a literally, yes, Christian philosophy.
Yes.
You know, being a servant and servant of,
yes,
others.
Absolutely.
Like, the purpose is literally to serve, you know? So that is so nice. So yeah, guys, I think the Bible can also be considered like a philosophical book if you want.
Oh, no.
If you are, it can't.
No.
It can't?
No.
So people who aren't Christian can't read it?
No.
Okay.
Not that they can't read it. It's that you can't read it like you're reading any other novel.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? To say that scripture is philosophical means that it has no... Because a lot of philosophy is like castles in the air.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And this comes from somebody who studied the thing, right? So saying scripture is a sort of philosophy means that there's no practicality. Also, that it does not require spiritual understanding and guidance. There are people, many people who have finished the Bible but have no real understanding of what is written in there. So reading scripture is enabled by spirit. Yes, there is philosophical doctrine that is good for teaching.
Mm.
Yes, but to say
the entire, like, the premise of it. Okay, fair. Okay.
Do you want to ask me the first question and then we'll bounce?
Yes. Do you want me to ask you the 5 questions from the purpose, who are you, or those is for our audience? Or
that's
I?
For our audience.
Okay. So your first question is, are we allowed to make mistakes in our efforts to find our purpose?
I think so. How else do you master something if not by trial and error? Do you know what I'm saying? And our interests change over time. And the way in which, because I think also a great way for discovering your purpose is by identifying your talent.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Your God-given gift. Whether that's speech, whether that's artistry, whether that's academia, whatever the case may be. Just knowing what your talent is provides a good segue into discovering your purpose. But the way in which you navigate, or let me say, the way in which you use your talents can change over time. There are people who are excellent teachers but aren't necessarily meant to stand in a classroom. They can sit on a podcast, you know. So, and it wouldn't, and I think when it comes to discovering your purpose, if you know exactly, let me not say exactly, but I don't think I consider them mistakes. I think I consider them dimensions, you know. So the way in which my artistry showed up when I was 12 is not the way in which my artistry shows up now. And that's not to say I made a mistake. That was just the dimension of my artistry that was good for the time or that I was able to do at the time. I don't think I'd be as creative a performer now, you know, as I was then. However, that's what I loved to do at the time and it served its purpose then. Even our talents themselves can serve their purposes in different seasons.
Okay.
Is there a difference between purpose and talent, something you're naturally good at? If you are so good at it and it's something that comes naturally to you, does it mean it's your purpose?
No.
Okay.
No. This is actually so... Oh, these questions are so juicy.
They're so fire.
Shout out to Zezo.
Because usually we go off on tangents and then we'll end up speaking about mother-father bonds. Kanchan, we're talking about purpose.
So I don't think your purpose is necessarily tied to your talent. I do think that some purposes can be, what is that thing, executed in a way through someone's talent, you know?
That's interesting. How so?
So when you said purpose is like reason for being, mm-hmm, and philosophically, like, purpose is the people who are happiest, their purposes normally involve serving others.
Mm-hmm.
So you said theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, theater, I think very many people are it's a talent. Mm-hmm. Like, some people do go through rigorous training and it's skill, but for some people it's talent, you know.
Mm.
And the purpose of that is so many people express or can navigate emotions through watching performances, mm-hmm. to through doing performances, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. You know, we don't go there just for entertainment. There's so much you learn out of, like, watching a theater performance. Mm-hmm. And maybe your purpose is to teach people in that way, to make people go through whatever they go through in that way. Hence, mm-hmm. why your talent helped serve your purpose, mm-hmm. you know. But then not everyone with a talent, mm-hmm. it's meant to be like their purpose. And I feel like that also brings to maybe my definition of purpose, okay. is basically, I believe you can have multiple purposes.
Okay.
Meaning serving, having different reasons of being, mm-hmm. you know, depending on your facet of life, mm-hmm. you know. So my purpose in maybe my family, mm-hmm. you know, in this season, in this time, mm-hmm. is to provide, mm-hmm. but that does not mean that that was the only reason why I was born. Like, I feel like I struggled, mm-hmm. a lot with purpose, because like my parents named me Gift for a reason. I feel like children's names are so important, you know. Greatest Gift for a reason, because I feel like I was meant to be a gift for them. But if my entire existence is like to be their specific gift, or to be their savior, or whatever that is, I don't think, I think that's the purpose I serve in their lives. Then I also serve a purpose on this couch as well, a thought digest. You know, I serve a purpose for my audience. There are a lot of people who learn a lot from us, you know, who take a lot from us. There's a lot of discussion that happens on this platform, and that is a purpose in itself. Am I talented in giving people money? No. That's why purpose is not necessarily tied to talent.
Do you think your academic discipline is not a skill, it's a talent?
What, academic discipline?
I'm saying your particular academic, accounting.
What I'm doing, accounting. Yes.
Really?
Yes. I think that's why you cannot call someone smart, like naturally intelligent, when they're academically intelligent.
Okay.
So there's a reason why that's not like a premise of intelligence, because one thing about people is our brains are beautiful things. If your brain works well, it's able to see something, study it, and with practice retain and perfect it. That has nothing to do with talent. That has everything to do with dedication and hard work. You know, I feel like that. So academic, I don't think I'm good at accounting because I was natural, I'm talented in accounting. I don't think so. I think it's because I took my time to understand and learn and work hard. I feel like also that notion undermines the hard work that people who do well academically actually put in. Like, someone will see someone like get like distinctions and pass their degree cum laude and say, oh my God, they're just smart. Tell me if you saw that person at Groove, you know, especially in accounting. I don't know anyone. I know most of the people who got my degree cum laude personally. Those people worked hard to get that degree. It's not talent, it's hard work.
Okay. I think something you said changed my mind a little bit, because if our purpose is contingent on something that can be a skill, then I don't think talent is a good way to navigate purpose, because it can be a skill. So I... that changed my mind a little bit. So in light of my mind being changed about that, I think purpose comes from your essence. And your essence has many dimensions. Do you know what I'm saying? So part of your essence is generosity. And so you can navigate purpose on how to be generous, you know, in different settings. But well, in this instance, for your family. Sure. I love that. I love the idea that purpose can be navigated via your essence, from who you are. It has to emanate from who you are, not necessarily what you're good at, because somebody else can be better at that.
Yes. And even with like it coming from who you are, like who you are is very circumstantial. There's a person that you need to be for a certain season in your life, you know. You know, there's, so then that's why I feel like purpose is very, it's a very broad thing. It's not like there's one purpose in life. Like, okay, besides the biggest purpose, the overarching purpose, in terms of like the sub-purposes, the smaller ones.
The sub-purposes.
I feel like purpose changes. Purpose changes, and it's, you can serve. Yes, and you can serve many in a space and time.
I do also think I think it's great that we're placing emphasis on purpose and servitude being you know, being synonymous, or let me say mutually inclusive, because I think purpose in the long run fulfills you, and nothing will fulfill you more than servitude, mm. you know, and servanthood. I don't think it will be, because we mm. you know,
Ubuntu.
Yeah, I think that's how we survive.
Yes,
that's how we live. That's how we thrive. And you know, the people who are most selfish die with a lot of regret. You know,
when you say this, makes me think of, like, maybe that's what's hurting the Black community,
mm-hmm.
because, like, our essence, well, people's essence, not just the Black community, but like our essence is on togetherness,
mm.
is on Ubuntu.
Mm.
On living for each other, with each other, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the damage that apartheid did was make people very selfish and very self-centered. And that's why we don't...
And competitive.
Yes, competitive. That's why, like, when someone succeeds, we try to de-platform them.
Yeah.
We try to bring them down. Like, we do anything to destroy a person, you know?
Or we want to be the dictator of how long their success lasts. Yes,
how long their success lasts and the cap of their success. Like, you're only allowed to be successful to this extent, you know?
Or for as long as you appear to be
a certain way. To be a certain way. Mm. And even, like, with government and stuff can also come into that. Because a lot of people who sit in positions where their main purpose is to serve, don't serve the people, serve themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That made me think about a bit.
Imagine how much better life would be if people focused on serving others instead of being served. I think we spoke about this last week when it comes to life, like, relationships and stuff. Like, all of this attitude of the world owes you something.
That's so real.
Don't be ridiculous. Nobody owes you anything, please.
Like, literally, the only reason why we have world hunger is because people serve themselves.
Exactly.
Like, to think that world hunger was solved, but we still have it today because people serve themselves, is crazy.
Again, I think you answered the one about having more than one purpose. You can definitely have more than one purpose.
Do we need to know our purpose? Or do we need to know what our purpose is for us to live a good or right life? Do we?
No, I think somebody can be good and do right without knowing their purpose. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people die not having fulfilled their purpose, you know, unfortunately. But I think you can still be good and right. However, you wouldn't be fulfilled without your purpose. I think you can navigate life as a shell, great. You can navigate life as a spectator, great. You can, you know, eat stimulus, colors, hamba. You can keep moving. You can live without knowing your purpose. But what is the quality of your life if you're not even in search of the purpose? I think there's also a sense of fulfillment in discovering your purpose, because you are edging onto something greater. You're trying to figure out how best to show up in the world, and I think that there's a fulfillment in that. But is discovering your purpose absolutely necessary to being good and right?
No.
Okay. But unfortunately, being good and doing right doesn't get you very far.
It's fine. I was gonna go off on a tangent. Is it God?
Thank God for a creative director.
Is it God given?
No, it's my turn to ask you.
Okay.
Do ancestors play any role in our purpose? Apparently, ancestors get angry or punish us if we ignore messages from them. What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, Bana, guys.
Ooh, religion versus spirituality.
Yeah, very juicy.
See what I was talking about when she's excited?
It's like, I say that when I'm trying to, like, navigate my thought process.
Yeah, but you have a thought process and you want to share it quickly right now, but you want to be careful.
I think... please repeat the question. Okay. I feel like I'm in, like, a modeling competition. Please repeat the question again.
I will never enter those competitions. The questions they ask you. Do ancestors play any role in our purpose? Because the example given here is, apparently ancestors get angry or can punish us if we ignore messages from them.
I'm not going to talk about the punishment and the getting angry and stuff, because I don't have the capacity to. I don't have the knowledge on that. I don't have spiritual connections or understanding of my ancestors and stuff. But in terms of the ancestors giving you your purpose and stuff like that, yes. In terms of like, I'm going to put this as like a believer. Mm-hmm. You know, so
I see.
Yeah. So like, it's a thing of like, some purpose is beyond you. Mm-hmm. And it's something that a spiritual figure gives you, mm-hmm. you know, to fulfill something in that season and in that time.
Okay.
So from a place of ancestral belief, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like they could give you your purpose because that's something you need to serve and do for the family and the bloodline at that time.
I'm not sure I understand.
So, for instance, God can... Okay, let me bring God for me. Eh? So, for like, when I said that, like, my purpose for my family was mm-hmm. maybe to be a gift and everything like that, mm-hmm. I feel like that was a purpose that God has also given me. Because mm-hmm. there's a reason why Mpo, who's like this, was born into that family. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a reason why that, like, I maybe think and behave in the way I do, because I feel like wisdom and thing is a gift from God. You know, mm-hmm. God has to open your eyes for certain things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like him opening my eyes in that aspect was a purpose. He knew that was a purpose I needed to serve for my family at the time, mm-hmm. you know, in this season, in mm-hmm. this time. As I said, I can have many other purposes, but this is a purpose I feel like one of the purposes God has given me, mm-hmm. you know. So I feel like if your ancestors are people who have lived before you, who want your good and the good of the family, I believe that they would direct you into doing certain things or being like, literally, like, I do believe that they would like literally say, hey, my bra, you need to go and do this and this and this and this and this. For this to be right. I'm getting, they said ancestral thingy. I'm not saying for me. I know you asked me. That's why I said I can't speak on it like on a personal level, because I don't personally believe.
Oh, you're speaking about
who? Yes, I'm not speaking. Oh, Kaya. Oh, wow.
I thought it was another week of us getting cooked.
No.
I was like, I can see the comment section right now.
No.
Thank God.
That's why I made like distinction at the beginning before I said my point of
thank
view.
God.
Is that I don't personally go and I don't any spiritual connections or knowledge or anything with my ancestors, because I believe that the dead know nothing. Okay. You know, that's my personal belief.
Okay.
But for someone who believes in ancestors, I could see and understand why
yeah.
they would give purpose.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Let me put it like that. Oh, Emma.
Whew.
Oh.
Guys,
people, please watch the whole thought process. Don't cook me before getting to this part.
Oh, guys, thank you for allowing her to finish her point. Please. Thanks.
Oh, Kaya always gets worried when I finish what I have
that's
to
why,
say.
That's why like I was like, wait for it. She's getting somewhere. She's going.
Yeah, okay.
I think that our answer as a believer, ancestors can play a role in fulfilling your purpose in terms of history. Not necessarily their
like
communication
now,
with
yes.
you. No. The happenings from then until now that enable you to serve your family the way that you should, or serve your community the way that you should, are as a result of what your ancestors did when they were alive.
Oh, this is such a nice take on it. Like, I believe in that as well. Like, you know, certain, like, guys, things that you do now are going to affect your kids and your grandkids and everything that, you know? So maybe the purpose of that child who's going to be born then is to break all those things.
Yes.
Like, I know my grandmother's purpose, one of her purposes for our family, because my family was ancestral before her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very much based on, yes, we believe in God and everything like that, but we also go and consult and thingy. She was actually a sangoma for like a brief period of her life. Mm-hmm. And then she completely left and like, generations to come are now Jesus followers in a sense, yes. So that was her purpose for my family then. Yeah.
Actually, how much time are we on?
1 hour 15.
Oh! Thank God. I thought it was 1 hour 45. I was like,
that's so real.
I can feel the taste in my mouth just appearing now. Okay, I think we can answer one more.
Yes, let's do one more.
We can do 3 episodes on this topic.
Yo, that's true. With all these questions. Okay. Yeah, guys. With all these questions, we can do so many. Because I'm trying to find, like, a question to ask Kaya, like, an interesting one.
Yeah.
Oh, guys. Hey, these questions. Do you think human beings have a different purpose than all other parts of life, e.g. animals, plants, etc.?
Yeah, there's a reason why our brain is wired the way that it is, better than other animals. Goodness gracious. Thank God my purpose isn't in any way similar to that of a dog. What the heck? No. No, I do think there's a significance in, you know, the ecosystem.
Yes. Circle of life.
Yeah, circle of life and human beings considering animal life and the environment, you know, all of these, you know, high vegans, high vegetarians and all of you guys.
Yeah.
I think there is a significance in that. There's an importance in that because, you know, you're creating a balance in the ecosystem and you're making sure that things don't get depleted. I think the relationship that human beings have with the rest of the earth is important because, you know, one feeds off the other. Mm-hmm. Well, mostly us feed off the other. But that our purposes are in any way aligned or have any relationship with each other, I don't believe that they do, because that for me sounds a little bit like divination.
What is divination?
Divination is like the belief in other spiritual powers.
Ah.
Or like that inanimate things can give segue to God and spirituality. Does that make sense? So believing in crystals, the inanimate crystals affecting your energy and your spiritual life, that's divination. So I feel like believing in an aligning purpose between man and animal, man and nature, sort of. There are people who believe, like, in the earth, Mother Earth, and you'd be very surprised what people believe in. That's giving divination to me. I mean, trees and stuff are not inanimate, they're living, but inanimate in the sense that they have no real power to do anything, you know? So I don't want to veer off into that, but I do think that there is an importance in human beings being mindful.
Oh, you are so right about that. Because your purpose is going to be different to what God has given you authority over.
Yes.
God has given you authority over the land, the animals, all the creatures of the earth. So your purpose is definitely going to be different.
Oh, you should have just answered the question. Because you literally just took the word out of my mouth.
Yeah, so
we should do a skit where
the words I hear, I see.
Because I'm doing like idioms now. I'm doing this foolish thing about idioms, like beating around the bush and cutting corners and stuff. So we're gonna do a little skit where you take the words out of my mouth.
Okay. Anyway, I can't so yeah. So your purpose is definitely going to be different.
Yeah,
it's going to be different. Like, your reason to exist is not the same as their reason to exist, because your reason of existence is way different and you have authority over them. That's why we are allowed to eat them and cook them and everything. Like, the people who eat plants but don't eat animals, y'all are weird to me.
So weird. Damn, the poor vegetarians.
I love y'all to bits. I have a friend who's like, what's the one that's worse? Vegan. I have a friend
that's
who's
the worst.
Vegan. I have a friend who's fully vegan, but for her, it's not even about like the animals and stuff. That's just like the diet she prefers. Yeah. But like, I have no hate to you guys, but like, please, like, can someone explain why is eating a plant lesser worse than eating the poor cow? Like,
the poor cow. Oh, somebody said, what's the point of saving the cow if you're eating its food?
Oh my God. That is so real. That's so real.
Dude, and then, okay, the internet is crazy.
But then also, I also find us who keep dogs as pets but eat cows weird as well. Because at the end of the day, an animal is an animal. Like, you saying that dog is like your baby, that's weird to me.
But I love dogs. Dogs have personality. Okay?
Like, yes, I also love dogs.
Also, dogs is like a matter of pretty privilege. If dogs were ugly, we would not keep them as pets.
That's so real. I love dogs. I want a dog, ne? But it's not equivalent to a baby. Like, the fact that you can eat a cow, it means that
you can eat a dog. Okay.
If push came to shove. Let's be for real. if push came to shove, you would eat a dog.
If I love lip vodka.
No, but think of an apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
Where, like, you are hungry,
I'm bro. Not eating the dog. I'd rather die.
You're not going to eat the dog?
Yeah, guys, come on.
People eat each other, let alone a dog.
I'll eat another human being. Not a dog.
People eat each other when there's hunger and famine. Don't eat a dog.
I'll eat another human being.
But anyways, let's close this podcast. Thank you very much. to all the animal lovers, I'm also an animal lover.
Hey.
I want a dog. I'm a dog lover.
Hey.
To be honest, I love cats more.
We fear for that dog's life.
I'm a cat lover.
We fear for that dog's life. If another COVID comes along and she's locked in the house and the dog disappears, we know where it's been. Thank you guys for watching. If you'd like to hear our conversation about religion versus spirituality over on memberships, that's R149.99. So we'll see you guys over there. It's going to be another lengthy conversation. It's going to be part two. We've discussed it on our memberships before. So this one might be even more interesting. Well, definitely will be even more interesting than the last one. Also, we have an option for super thanks. So if you really like the episode and you want to support us and you think we're doing a great job, then you are very welcome to send us super thanks. That's about R19.99. And we'd be very grateful.
Yeah. And then please don't forget to give us your affirmation.
Yes, and tag us in your affirmation.
Yes,
as well.
Please do. And tag us. And subscribe, like, comment.
Bye bye. See you next week, Monday, 3 p.m. Bye.